Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined the Bible Clubbers today, and we hope that you'll have your Bible ready, that you'll have a pencil and paper handy. Maybe you'll have time to even call a neighbor or a friend to come listen with you, and that you'll have a good time with us on the broadcast today. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods.
For that good singing. And it is a grand day to be a Christian. Any day is a wonderful day to be a Christian. And if there's anybody listening to the Bible Club today that is not saved already, then you need to be reminded of what the Word of God says. Today is the day of salvation. Today, harden not your heart. Today is the day to be saved. We have no promise of any tomorrows. We want to be saved right now. You need to trust Jesus as your Savior. It's a wonderful blessing to be coming out with the Bible Club with you every week, and I look forward to being with you, but I also look forward to hearing from you, too. So let me hear from you this week. And also write down the call letters of the station that you hear us on, because that helps us, too, to keep in touch. Just write me, Aunt Carolyn,
6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, USA. Or write by email to AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. And did you know that you can hear the Children's Bible Club broadcast throughout the week on the Internet? Yes, on your computer, open our website, www.ChildrensBibleClub.com. When that comes up, click on CBC Radio Program Listing. Then click on the title of the story you would like to hear. It's just that easy. Let the Children's Bible Club be your companion at your beck and call.
Jesus.
Do you like pigs? Well, a pig is a pig is a pig, they say. But Becky's pig would be different. After years of sewing and cooking and gardening and beef cattle projects, her pig was expected to add a little variety to life and some experience to the youngster's training, as well as a few shekels to her piggy bank. Huh. A noble undertaking it was, and so the little pig was moved from her daddy's large herd to a special pen built exclusively for such a special animal. Oh, he was a little white Yorkshire. Beautiful, if you can call a pig beautiful, and specially bred for bacon. Ah, his proud new owner, aware of just the right lines necessary for the approval of such an animal, could look at her beautiful little pig and imagine the finished sparkling specimen on exhibit at the fair, with blue ribbons and prizes of all kinds posted on his wall. Oh, with the proper feed and cleaning and training, Becky would turn this little porker into a hog that any farmer would be proud to own. Mortimer. Yes, that's what she would call him. Mortimer. Perhaps she could have found a fancier name, but Mortimer seemed just fine. And to be sure, no pig could have been treated more prestigiously. At least few pigs I know have their own private pen and feed trough, with corn and sorghum and oats and tankage and alfalfa to eat to their hearts or stomachs content. Few little pigs also have the tender love and care and personal attention that Mortimer received. Not one day passed without one or more times he got his little old tummy and back scratched, and Becky would rub behind his ears, and all the time she was talking to him with sweet sayings to compliment his beauty and encourage continued good growth and behavior. Ha! His frequent baths were also a labor of love. With thick soap suds and a huge scrub brush and plenty of elbow grease applied until Mortimer's white bristles sparkled and his pink skin shone through with softness and a texture befitting a pig of his stature. Basking serenely in all this care and attention, Mortimer only grunted his satisfaction and waited for more pampering. Well, developing into such a state of perfection, what an excellent fat pig he was. He knew the pleasures of only the highest quality, purest feeds. He knew the marvelous feeling of being thoroughly clean, completely free from dust and dirt and grime. He knew the delight of an unsoiled pen with soft straw bed to lie on. He even knew the elegance of a large pink taffeta bow on his neck to complement his lovely pink ears and snout. Oh, what a fine pig he was! The days and weeks seemed to pass quickly as Mortimer was fed and groomed in preparation for exhibit at the fair. All went so well that there was no one that would doubt that Mortimer would win top honors at the fair, the county fair, the state fair, the swine show, or any other show. All went well, that is, until one day when somebody left the gate slightly ajar. That tiny gap was all Mortimer's challenge to escape the confinement of a clean, unsmudged surroundings and flee to the mire of the nearest mud hole. Rooting and grunting in ecstasy, he wallowed in the black sticky mire, unaware of any call to higher ground or hygiene. What disappointment! What frustration! Becky had worked and fed and scrubbed her little beast to no avail. All the transformation on the outside had done nothing for his inner nature. He was a pig, and a pig he would always be. He was born a pig, and no amount of outer refinement would fix his inner piggish desires and traits. Oh, his young owner could weep and wail and fuss and fret and threaten, but it mattered not a bit. It didn't matter to Mortimer one iota. He reveled in the mud hole and the muck and the mire. Boys and girls, I'm afraid, find themselves with the same problem. No matter of restraints or preaching from the preacher or mother or teacher will refine them. Sometimes they try to improve themselves, but it doesn't do any good. Their best efforts fail, and the noblest exercises fall short. Left to themselves, they revert to lying and cheating and gossiping and stealing and sassy talk and selfish wanting and pouting, 100 other things that reveal the sinful nature on the inside. And no amount of outward reformation can change the inside nature of a boy or girl's sinful heart. No scrubbing on the outside, no water baptism, no reformation, no confirmation, not even the best New Year's resolutions can change. Just like the pig is a pig, a sinner is a sinner. Jesus said it was so. He told the scribes and Pharisees, "Ye clean the outside of the cup, but within is full of extortion and excess." And we see ourselves as sinners. Is there no way to change? Well, it would be hopeless except for one answer, and that is the good news that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. He died on the cross to pay for your sins. And then when he comes into your heart and you admit and confess that you're a sinner, Jesus cleanses your sin and the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within. And then it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, maybe you've been discouraged because you couldn't change your life and quit sinning. Come to Christ today. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Receive Christ as your Savior and know the joy of new life in him.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.